Embarrassment, Royal Navy forced to port only warship deployed for Iran conflict. By Kurt Sindelka on April 7, 2026. Britain's Royal Navy has been forced to return its only warship deployed for the Iranian conflict to port for a maintenance period, the government admitted on Tuesday. The shambolic UK response to the Iranian conflict continued on Tuesday as the Daily Mail reported that HMS Dragon, the only destroyer-class ship deployed to the Mediterranean, has already been pulled from service. According to the paper, the ship suffered an issue with its onboard water system. It comes after it took nearly a week for HMS Dragon to set sail to protect British sovereign territory on Cyprus after the RAF Akrotiri Air Base came under attack by a drone suspected to have been fired off by an Iranian terror proxy group at the outset of the conflict last month. In response to the report that the only warship deployed to the region has been pulled from service, the Ministry of Defense said in a statement, HMS Dragon is undertaking a routine logistics stop in a short maintenance period in the eastern Mediterranean, allowing the ship to take onboard provisions, optimize systems and conduct maintenance. HMS Dragon will remain at a very high level of readiness during the period, able to sail at short notice if required. The UK continues to maintain a robust and layered defensive presence in the eastern Mediterranean, working in coordination with allies. This includes Typhoon and F-35 jets, Wildcat and Merlin helicopters and advanced counter-drone and air defense systems. However, the supposedly pre-planned maintenance has been described as a further blow against the faltering Labour government of Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer. Conservative MP and former British Army officer Benno Bischetti said, "This government's management of our armed forces continues to be an international embarrassment." Prominent English media executive and former editor of The Sun, Kelvin McKenzie, remarked, "Starmer is sunk. HMS Dragon, it arrived so late to defend our navy, became a global laughingstock. Has abandoned its role and go into a secret port for repairs. Surely we can't take any more embarrassment under these Labour tossers." The British Navy's lack of readiness was further underscored last month when the UK was forced to borrow a frigate from Germany to fulfill its NATO obligations in the North Atlantic, after dispatching HMS Dragon to the Mediterranean, while the Navy's other destroyers were either undergoing upgrades, repairs, or other deployments. Meanwhile, the UK was also caught flat-footed in terms of its minesweeping boats, which were retired earlier this year and not replaced with the next generation in an apparent attempt to cut defense budget costs. The state of the Navy has drawn criticism from Washington, with President Trump lambasting Prime Minister Starmer for his refusal or inability to send ships to the Strait of Hormuz and Secretary of War Pete Hegseth openly mocking London's big bad Royal Navy or lack thereof. Meanwhile, prominent Republicans both in and outside the administration have begun openly questioning whether the United States should remain in NATO as constituted. Follow Kurt Sindelka on X, follow @KurtSindelka or email to sindelka@breitbart.com.